Hi, this is Natalie Hoffman, and you're listening to WIXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Rise and shine, Memphis. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, and this is Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee, that is I. Here you will find guided meditations. You will find sound baths. We'll get into a little bit of wellness and mindful chats to feed the mind, the body, and the soul. Okay. I'm here simply just to give you a little frequency adjustment to start your rising routine, you know, nothing too crazy. I'm so grateful that you decided to tune in today, friends. I'm really, really glad. What are you grateful for today? That's what I want to know. Did anything happen this past week that you can look back on and say, you know what? I'm grateful for this. I'm glad that this happened, you know, especially even if you can't, you didn't initially look at it as something as positive. You know, you can always find the silver lining if you choose to look for it. I can share what I said in gratitude about this week just to get us started. I'm grateful for the room that I have to process and feel. Okay, just walk with me, all right? To process and to feel and to even procrastinate a bit. I'm like truly surrounded by people and in environments where I have the space and the room to like mess up, to change my mind, to disagree, or to simply do nothing. Like I can literally do nothing. And there's room for that. And, you know, the opportunity to pause or slow down when you're feeling overwhelmed or, you know, you simply just don't have the answers. Like, it seems like it's easy, you know, to do or to, you know, to have that pause or to slow down, but it's really not. I think if you're tuning in, like, you're likely someone who has responsibilities, whether it's work, it's family, maintaining something. And so even when we're not feeling our best or we're confused, we're unsure, sometimes we literally cannot stop. We literally cannot. But, you know, we all deserve rest. We all deserve a pause. And sometimes I'm pretty sure it's among the first things that we sacrifice, rest. You know, we're like, okay, what do people say? Is something about like sleep when you're dead or things like that? You know, I don't like that. I do not like that. We don't know what happens when you're dead, you know? And right now, while I'm up and alive and breathing and walking around and carrying on, I want to be well rested so that I can experience all of this goodness that is existence. Okay. I mean, honestly, I feel like this could be the perfect setup for our weekly reflection questions, you know, because when I touch on things like procrastination, avoidance, essentially, like that's been on my mind lately. avoidance, specifically as it relates to my own practices. Because what's that about? Like, it's things that I know will help me. And I have a feeling y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, example, fitness. You know that when you wake up, you were supposed to stretch. You were supposed to get you a cute little walk in. You know, you were supposed to get on that bicycle. Whatever it is that you know that your body needs. You know, okay, let's say work prep, eating properly, submitting something that can even change or improve your life. You know, applying for that job that you've been wanting to do for a long time. Like, what's causing that avoidance? That's something that, like I said, I've been digging deep with trying to understand why. Like, for me, done other days of thinking that things happen just because, or these mood shifts that I have, or a day that I'm feeling lazy or avoidant is just simply how I feel that day. While that is true, there's also a deeper rooted core belief or an idea that that is hovering within your subconscious that is manifesting as these particular actions. So as I ask myself, why is that? I hope that you are asking yourself, why is that as well? And can you relate? Yeah, so these core beliefs, these subconscious thoughts, it brought me down the thought pattern and questioning of worthiness. Okay, so walk with me, right? You know, worthiness, not feeling deserving of something that is perceived to be better. So if you know that you are currently unhappy with, let's say, where you live, where you work, the immediate relationships you have, shoot, they can be romantic, you know, platonic, you know, why do we maintain the things that we know don't work? Like, we're literally experiencing the results and we don't like them. We're not pleased with ourselves when we look in the mirror, unfortunately, at times. And you know, we may feel trapped. We may feel, okay, this is what it is. You know, even when it comes to work, career, and things of that nature, you don't have to continue to show up every day doing something that you don't like. You have the option to seek and explore more. So why would we hold ourselves from that? And another question, do you remember your first disappointment? Because honestly, I feel like that can all tie in together, because our first disappointments really change our viewpoints on life. I believe, you know, I look, everything goes back to the childhood for me. Okay, anytime I am actively working through shadow work or healing, and let me just come back to the shadow work part. I'll put a pin in that. So anytime I'm working on these things that are supposed to make me feel better or to help me heal, I go back to childhood, because a lot of the ideals, the belief systems and stuff, like, they come from childhood, whether they were intentionally instilled in you or not. Again, like, I think I spoke on this last week, that we're constantly receiving information. We are experiencing things. We are receiving the information that we're getting. We're processing it, and we're trying to place it. We are always trying to make sense of something that's going on. You know, we're comparing it next to previous experiences, or what someone else has said their experience is, and you know, that can leave us feeling, you know, a little confused, a little uncertain. So when I think about my first disappointment, right? Like I said, I go back to childhood. And for example, okay, so you a child, right? And you Jacob's your parent. You're excited. There's something that you want. Let's just say, even if it's food, like you're going out to a restaurant, or y'all are out eating, and you know, you ask for something, and you know, depending on, you know, of course, everybody answers differently. But this adult, or this parent, this parental figure that you are looking up to provide or to give you things, because that's the only way you are getting things when you are a child, you ask them and you get a no, or you might just feel the energetic shift, because children. And as I look back, I know I was a child. I don't have children, but I was once a child before. And based off of my experience, I know I was feeling a lot of things energetically. I didn't realize what energy was. I didn't realize that I might not hear these certain verbal cues or words that are telling me, giving me the answers that I'm looking for, but I can feel it, you know, like we don't realize that we can feel intention sometimes. And when you ask an adult figure or your parent for something, and you know, let's say it's too expensive or whatever it is, you ain't clean your room that day, and you know good and well you shouldn't have been asking for nothing, you feel that energetic shift, and you like, oop, wait a minute now. You know, this, for some kids, you know, it depends on how they react. You know, some may pull in, and I feel like I had more of a shrink and pull in type of reaction or response. I think about this as in school, grade school as well, you know, wanting to do something or wanting to go after something, and you know, people aren't necessarily encouraging, you know, or you don't get it, you know, you don't pass, or you don't quote unquote succeed or get the thing that you're going out for. And, you know, it's causing you to pull back and thinking, maybe I shouldn't have asked for this in the first place. Did I not have the right to ask for this? You know, it's I giggle about it now, but the way my little childish brain would be overthinking and processing these things and internalizing, and I realized that I had this weird fear and discomfort about asking for things. And I don't like that. I carried that on into adulthood. And of course, you know, it's milder in comparison to how it was as a child, because I could do it for myself as an adult. But then we start to like apply it to different areas, especially when we get into the work field. You know, now we must, you know, please our superiors or our bosses in order to show that we're worthy of more money, or you know, that promotion or more responsibility, whatever it may be, you know. And you know, I think back to childhood and like, okay, that small experience of asking for something, and they might not have said no, but I felt that cringe, that tinge in the spirit. It was like, oof, that's too much, that's too expensive. And you know, now this is an experience that I'm recalling. Now this is a feeling in my body, you know, as a child, like I'm feeling this tinge, this static is what I would describe it as a child, like feeling what I would perceive as disappointment or disapproval or something. And that might not even be the case, you know, as we grow up. And we look back on the adults that have been in our lives, the people that we thought was grown, child, you know, they were really trying to figure it out. And sometimes these initial reactions, these responses, like, they're not even about you. They have nothing to do with you. They could have been concerned about their pockets that day. You know, they could have been resistant because of something they might have been through. But we don't know that, right? We are just assuming and projecting often. So, yes. And so now we're basing all of our future actions, you know, as an adult, and how we show up in the world because of these little moments. And when we believe that we are not worthy or that we cannot have something, that will be affirmed to us. I'm a firm believer in what you put out is what you get back, right? Everything that that happens to a certain degree, because, you know, look, sometimes I know I don't have all the answers. So, you know, I don't know your life. I can say that. But I do know mine. And what I can say is that, you know, my reality matches my frequency. It matches my vibration and what I'm thinking and how I feel. So if I feel like I don't deserve to receive anything because I didn't do enough that day or do enough in life, you know, or work hard enough, then you're absolutely right. You know, the universe is going to be like, you know, or God is going to be like, okay, girl, let me go ahead and show you what that feels like, because you want to believe it so bad. I feel like, you know, the universe really wants to give us what we feel like we want. And it's real funny when we get what we saying, what we say that we want, or what we keep speaking, and we're like, why is this happening to me? You know, but babes, you've been saying constantly that this always happens to me every time I then this. Now look at you, now you're having that experience, you've made that your reality, and now we're looking to blame, you know, someone, something else, the circumstance, when we aren't looking at ourselves and our beliefs. And again, our belief systems, they influence our perceptions of reality. You know, and so, and if you are viewing something not working out in the way that you thought you wanted it to work out, can I say this? I'm just right. I hope you know what I'm saying. if you're perceiving that something didn't work out like you wanted it to, you know, it's like that, the glass half full, half empty situation. You know, when we relinquish control, when we allow ourselves to be in the everlasting flow and hands of God and the flow of the vibe and of the universe, then we're going to get things beyond our wildest dreams, you know, beyond our imagination. And let me also go here. Someone said this one time to me that, like, get back into that childlike mentality. And so sometimes I'll just focus on when I learn those tough lessons of, oop, don't ask for that, don't do that. But it's like, no, pull that thing back and get back into the mindset and the experience of a child. When I tell you children don't know where they're, or most of the time, because everyone's situation is different, but generally, if you are being taken care of properly, you are not worried about where your next meal is coming from. You're not worried about the fact that, you know, the clothes that you like to wear, these toys that you like to play with, that they cost, something has to happen for you to get that. As far as you're concerned, they're showing up. Your parents are magicians, okay? They are capable to just provide what you need. And, like, you know, as we get to adults, as we get to adulthood, rather, I've been like, you know what? I need to start looking at God, like remembering, rather, that, you know, God is daddy, God is mother, all right? All those energies, meaning that, you know, it's here to provide. It wants to provide and give us the things that we're looking for. So, you know, don't worry about the how, or, you know, how it's going to come. It's like, you know, we're speaking out to the universe and saying, you know, and when I say the universe, to God or whatever, y'all know I use those interchangeably, so, you know, understand and get with me, okay? You're speaking things every day. What I want, ooh, I like this, I want this, I want to go on this trip, I want to feel like this, all of these things, you're putting it out there. It's being recorded, it's being received, okay? You know, they are listening. And when we start worrying about, ooh, okay, so how am I going to get there, right? Do I need to show up like this? You know, do I, is that the only way I'm going to get this? Or no, I can't have this yet until I am this. You know, if you believe that, absolutely, you know. And I know for me, there are some goals I'm trying to reach, you know, and I do have to do an action. I do have to literally get up, do a thing in order to get said thing, you know. So there are some things that are like that. And then you, at that point, you have to take your own step back and kind of, you know, figure out what is good for your personal growth and development. Because look, we're not above reproach now. So we definitely should be always looking at ourselves and checking ourselves to be like, you know what? I am worthy, but your girl is dropping the ball. I am worthy of abs. Okay. I'm worthy of, you know, a healthy body and all of that stuff. But it's like, you know, when it comes to that, there's a little action that you got to do too, though. Okay. And then that brings me to self-love. Okay. I think worthiness, self-love, they go hand in hand. You know, they go back and forth. But with the self-love, I realized that, like, when we're not on point, when it comes to loving ourselves, maybe it's very clear in how it reflects in our reality. Self-love is going to have me pushing through the laziness and putting down the circle B, okay, and getting up and cooking some garbanzo beans and having a salad. A salad with a T, okay? That's self-love, because you know what your body needs. And, you know, we get into autopilot and all that stuff, but it's like, baby, love on yourself real good, because when you do, you'll realize, okay, I do need to get up. I need to work out. I don't feel good. I'm hurting. All of these things, that's self-love. And when you know how to properly love yourself, everyone else treats you better too. That's what I think. I feel like you show people how to treat you. You show people I don't want to use the word handle, but even my best friend the other day said that it's okay to teach people how to interact with you. Everyone's different. And when someone is watching you love on yourself, like, it's a frequency, it's a vibration, baby, okay? So they might not be witnessing you loving on yourself, but when you're in that vibe, it radiates up off of you, okay? The aura is big and strong, you know. People feel welcomed and excited. And also, it's harder for other people to project onto you. That's another major key when it comes to self-love. Self-love, I feel, is knowing about yourself. It's like, okay, this is who I am, all right? And I'm loving on myself every step of the way. And I also hold myself accountable, because I want to be a better person, okay? I want to be the best version of myself, okay? I want to live good. I want to feel good. Okay, so yeah, so love and all that jazz, all right? In what ways can you love on yourself better? Think about that real quick, okay? How are you loving on yourself now? Do you feel like the way that you love on yourself is sufficient? I can tell you, for me, it's a no. It is absolutely a no. And it makes me think about relationships, right? So relationships, romantic or platonic, community, I guess. I feel like they are all, these connections that we have, they are all here really to show us more about ourselves. I realize that in friendships and in relationships, right? I'm a mirror. Okay, I reflect back to you what you are or what you think about yourself. And that's not exclusive to me, of course. Like, we are all that one way or another, but it takes some time to, and some self-awareness and some gentleness with yourself, to take a step back and see the way that you're being mirrored back from someone else. Because I could be looking at someone being like, I don't like the way that they're doing that. Like, you know, I'll find myself judging something. You know, let's say someone is, I don't like their hair, okay? I don't like their outfit. I don't like how they're moving and dancing around. And this could be on social media, and usually it's stuff like social media, because in person, you know, energetic connection, you know, that'd be a little different. But let's say, especially social media is like the main thief of joy nowadays when it comes to comparison and things of that nature. And so let's say, you know, I'm observing someone that I'm like, I don't like how they doing what they doing. When I started to reflect on that, even if it's just a small little, you know, thought or feeling, while we are entitled to our opinions and stuff, I want us to look at what is that rooted in? Like what is it? Like, this person is expressing themselves, or I'm perceiving they are expressing themselves authentically. And when someone, and this is something I notice about myself that, you know, I have, you know, since worked on and am working on within my own self, and like, I was having a problem really being my true self. Like, not saying I was out here pretending, but I realized that I was maintaining personas and ideals that were either projected onto me, or I picked up thinking that, okay, this is how I need to be, whether it came from religion, which a lot of it did initially until I gained a better understanding of spirit and spirituality for myself. But like, I built this persona, or this way of moving and existing, and was just like, I don't know if this isn't me. This isn't fully me. And while these thoughts aren't on the top of my conscious mind, they're in my subconscious, they're in my body. My body knows, baby, you want to be a little bit more open, a little bit more free, and you are not living in that right now. And so, yeah, it makes me think about not me losing my train of thought, y'all. This is like a thing when I'm like flowing with words. Like, sometimes when I try to bring my conscious mind to the thought, my brain goes bloop. We told you to flow, baby. So, like the background just said, I'm just gonna let it go. I'm gonna let it go, 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 and hope that you got what you needed from that part, okay? Okay, so back to the reflection questions section of this conversation that we're having. Okay, being afraid of success. So, boom. I realized that this was another area that it was causing avoidance or heavy procrastination. So, you can be afraid of success. Did you know that? You can be afraid of all of the abundance that change can bring. You know, there can be a legit fear of maintaining it, y'all. Like, a fear of being unsafe the more that you have. And so that will lead you to not really going for what you want, y'all. That leads us to settling. Oh no, we don't want to do that. And we do that in relationships too. Like, ew. You know, we'll stay in something longer than we should because, you know, and it's not just because of fear of success. Oh, yeah, fear of a successful relationship, actually, and being able to maintain that. Are you capable? Do you feel capable to love and be loved? Are you even in the space to even receive love, you know? And in the, on the other tip, you know, success in your career, your endeavors, whatever it may be, like, you can be fearful, especially if you grew up seeing people who had more, or who you perceive to have more money or resources or access, and they seem to have more problems, you know? And when I think about stuff like that, I think about like the sneaky programming that that I've heard throughout my life, y'all. And I realized that it's programming. And I'm sure you guys have heard some of these things before, but even the statement, more money, more problems, that right there, we hear it so much. Or we have heard it so much, we don't realize that these words that are being spoken, they're spells, and we receive them and we like embed them into our psyche. So if I have more, I'm going to have more issues. What? Not even realizing that maybe the issues are already there. The issues are already there. And then, look, jokingly, I can even say I've seeing people, even my own self, think that, okay, when I get some money, things are going to be different. And yes, in a certain regard, yeah, it can be. But maybe if you haven't changed, then you just going to be the same with a little money, you know, with a little more. You'll be happier in certain regards, but, you know, internally, emotionally, all of that stuff can still be a little rocky. You know, so we must find balance, you know, and know that it is safe, and that if we are being divinely guided, divinely protected, then things are going to work itself out always, because you deserve, okay? And you are worthy, and things are always working out for you. Okay, so I've said a lot, I did, and just to have it sit on your mind, like, I want you to think on these things, like, you know, and as a whole, how can we change habits that no longer serve us? Being fearful, being avoidant, procrastinating, assuming that we can't, all of those things, like, how can we cut that out? And as we reflect on that, let's do a little quick breath work exercise, all right? We're going to get into some breath sensing. Yeah, we're going to call it that, breath sensing. This is to sense our breath and to explore our emotions. So, if you can, if you're not already, because if you're vibing with me, you should be relaxed, honestly. You should be comfortable and feeling real good, okay? But if you're not, go ahead and get cozy for me. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee. That is me. And I hope you're feeling good, okay? Because we are about to get into some breath sensing, some breath work, okay, to help calm and balance and restore the nervous system, right? So get cozy, relax. Close your eyes if you can. Take a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. And I want you to begin by focusing your attention on your breath. Notice the natural rhythm of your breathing. Pay attention to how your breath feels as it enters and exits your body. Select one area of your body to start with, guys. It can be your chest, it can be your stomach, your abdomen, any other area where you feel the breath most prominently. This would be your starting point for this shifting awareness we're going to get into. So continue to breathe deeply. There's no right or wrong way to do this, guys. After a few breaths, want you to shift your awareness to a different part of your body. For example, if you started with your chest, go ahead and move down to your abdomen area. You can place your hand on your chest, over your heart space, over your belly. Do some self-soothing if necessary. And I want you to pay attention to how the breath feels in this new area. Is it different from the previous one? Continuing to breathe deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you focus on each area, and by all means, switch to another part of your body, I want you to become aware of any sensations, tensions, or even relaxation that you may feel. Notice if any emotions or thoughts arise while you're focusing on that particular part of your body. I know it can be tough sometimes, but don't judge or analyze these feelings. You simply have to observe them and let them go to the best of your ability. Repeat this process of shifting your awareness between different areas of your body with each breath cycle. Explore your chest, your abdomen, get into your shoulders, the tension that's there. Breathe through your shoulders. Breathe through your back, your thighs, your hips, or any other part of your body that feels relevant. Now let's explore the emotions that may be arising. When you notice thoughts or emotions arising, specific to a part of your body, take a moment to identify them, right? So we've been observing, not really trying to name anything. But now, as we come, consciously to our emotions, what are these feelings? Are we feeling worry? Are we feeling concern? Is there fear there? Is there pain or stiffness? Do you tense up when you bring your awareness to these emotions? Are you feeling joyful? Are you feeling calm? Are there memories associated with these emotions? Being brought back to a specific moment of time. Continuing to breathe deeply. As you identify these emotions, try to breathe through them. Imagine your breath soothing and embracing these emotions, allowing them to be there without judgment. This can create a sense of acceptance and calmness. And after you take a few more moments of breathing and this flowing and shifting awareness, and identifying these emotions, take some time, take a few minutes to reflect on this experience. How did your emotions or thoughts change as you shifted your focus between body areas? Did you notice anything? Were there any patterns or insights? Did your body give you any promptings? Anything to do? Anything you need to catch up on? And as we come out of this breathwork practice, bring your awareness back to your overall breath, your regular breathing patterns. Gradually open your eyes if they were closed, and take a moment to ground yourself in the present moment. If you have access to a journal or even your own notepad or something on your phone, jot down these thoughts, these feelings, and take note of how these things progress as you continue to practice with me and do your own solo practices with breath work and mindfulness. Yes, this can journaling provides amazing and valuable insight to your mind-body connection. Okay. Again, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM. This is Carrie Lee, and you're listening to Healing Frequencies. Yes, yes, yes. So we just finished some nice breath work. I hope it felt nice to you. And hopefully you're feeling calm if you're still with me. And I want you guys to get excited because I have the rest deck. And I have the self-care deck. Sometimes I like to sing the simple words and statements, so get into it. So these cards are a fun thing that I like to do that provides like daily guidance. The rest deck just reminds us of the ways that we can incorporate rest into our everyday experience. And the self-care deck, that's just, it goes without saying, is to help us, you know, help give us a little nudge, a little push of self-care practices that we might want to try this weekend or today. So let's get into a rest deck card. Shout outs to the Nap Ministry for creating such a cool thing. I dropped the card, y'all. Okay. This is cute. All right. It says, I am enough. The systems I live under are trash. I can rest. It literally says, the systems I live under are trash. Okay. I am enough. I can rest. You better receive it. And if that ain't a double confirmation about what I be talking about, I love it. You are enough. So the prompting on the back says, how can you create individual and collective rituals of healing for yourself and your community? Can the idea of unplugging for an entire day be reimagined to small moments each day? What would integrating rest practices into your day look like? What can you imagine? I feel like I've kind of told y'all to do that before. So double down, okay? What are these practices? How can we start with these small little moments? Like make your own rituals, your own routines. You know, people have their self-care rituals, right? So we got the skincare in the morning or at nighttime. Whatever it is, do it, okay? You can spare a cute little 5 minutes. You might think you can't right now, but shoot, try with one. Breathe, okay? Breathe, baby. Breathe for 1 minute and you'll soon see that it'll turn into 5 and then 10 and then boom. Now you are a meditating queen, a king, and with a relaxed nervous system. And I want that for you. So let's get into the self-care deck. I love it. So the card that fell out was sound healing. I feel like this is in such good alignment. Let me tell you something. Today, Saturday, I will be hosting a sound bath in the sound room. Okay, so you know the station is located in Crosstown Concourse, and upstairs in Crosstown Concourse is the Memphis Listening Lab. And the lovely people in there are allowing me to share my sound bowl goodness with the people in person. So it is free. It is open to the public, all ages. Children can pull up too. You know, of course, the preference is, you know, if they are children, that they understand when it's time to be quiet and honor the attendees' experience, you know. So yes, children are allowed with adult supervision. Bring your own yoga mat or blanket to lie on. There are a couple of couches that will be in the back, but preferably, you know, you can lay down. Depends on what works for you. Yeah, so you bring that, and it's at 12 p.m., y'all. And, you know, that's when you can start gathering, and it's going to be a hard, we're closing the doors at approximately 12:30 to start the bath. And I won't be allowing entry after 12:30 because once the sound bath starts, I really want, because it's just me, I really want people to be able to enjoy their experience without interruption if we can, you know, because once we sink into that meditative state, baby, we trying to stay with it. We're not trying to, you know, get woken up or get pulled out of it. We're trying to get our breakthrough. So the sound healing card is perfect and definitely a lovely reminder for me to plug that in. Okay, so I'll do one more self-care card, since that one was kind of like that one was for me. For the people. Okay, connect with the earth. You know what that means, y'all. I go outside. And the other one that came out too, read a book. Well, it says read. It didn't necessarily say a book. But combine those two. You know, and also seeking out simple pleasures in life. What is that for you? What do you find pleasurable? You know, that pleasure comes in many, many different forms. And being outside in nature, getting that good sun on your skin, maybe that is pleasure, okay? And feeding yourself good food, whole foods, okay? That is pleasure as well. But yes, connect with the earth. Go touch a tree, okay? Go hug some tree bark, get some good grounding, touch some grass, take off your socks and your shoes, okay, and put them toesy wozies in that grass because it's good for you. And that's a way that you can meditate as well, right? So going for walks, it's so simple, but it's so beneficial on so many levels, y'all. Like, it can provide so much clarity, okay? Calm. It's exercise. You know, it helps to calm and regulate your nervous system amongst several things, guys. And then you never know what you're going to come across out there. Like, the way that nature, you know, God communicates to us through nature, well, it's synonymous. God is nature, all of that good stuff. So like, there's so much communication out there. Like, I remember I would go for a walk when I was not the happiest. A few years ago, I would just constantly walk around the neighborhood because the way I couldn't sit in the space that I was in, like, I had to move my body. And I remember just seeing butterflies, and I would just follow them. I would let them guide my my walking path. And fortunately, the butterflies never led me into oncoming traffic or anything crazy. So it was a nice experience. You know, you just go with the flow and let nature provide. Okay. Yes, we had the sound healing card. We had the connect with earth card, and we had the read card. Okay. What have you been reading lately? Are y'all reading any good books? Are y'all a reading type of people? If not, that's fine. You know, I haven't always been like a big book person, but I enjoy like learning and studying. And so in adulthood, I've been like coming back to it and been getting excited about different books to read. Okay, the last book I read was It Ends With Us. Baby, when I tell you that was a story about trauma and cycles and how somebody got to end it. Okay, especially when it's a family trauma and patterns and stuff like that. Like, someone has to stop it, baby. Okay, and it's gonna end with you. It's gonna end with me. Okay. Okay, so I want to give you guys a couple of suggestions, you know, as we come to the end of our hour. Okay, so let me give you a herb to try this week. I don't think I got a chance to give it to you last week, y'all, but it's stinging nettle, also known as common nettle, stuff like that, right? So stinging nettle, you can even find it in growing in your front yard, y'all. Look it up. I ain't lying to you. You know, people might consider it a common weed, you know, but it ain't that. It's good for you. So stinging nettle is nutrient rich. It's great for your overall health. And when I say it's high in nutritional content, baby, these nettles include things like vitamin A, C, D, E, K, okay? Folate and other B vitamins, as well as some calcium and iron, you know? And, you know, it helps you absorb it. Got a little dash of magnesium, potassium, a little protein, okay? A little beta carotene, chlorophyll, and so many other things. And I know it sounds like I'm really laying it on thick, but I mean it. It's the truth. Like, it's really, really good for you, y'all. I have it in a tea blend that I make that's good for, like, gut and immune support. So, and it's good for, like, your allergies and stuff too, y'all. Like, this is the perfect time to get on it, okay? So you can get the loose leaf tea, you can find tea blends with stinging nettle in it, you can find tinctures, all of this stuff. And of course, with trying out any type of herb or plant or anything, you need to consult with your doctor or a physician, you know, because I'm not that. So do what's best for you. And yes, I hope you take that with you and that you enjoy this time that we had together. Thank you for listening in. This is Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM. Okay, so until next week, guys.
Hi, this is Willie Clayton, and you're listening to 91.7 WYXR. For all the good sound, all the good music, if you're looking for some good soul and blues, then you're in the right place, baby. I just love me some you.
traffic. Outside in London, just waiting for you. Blackness, flickering flashes. Looking at the ashes, look up and you hear it from view. Talk about life, talk about children, look in your eyes. Talk about crimes, government lies like ain't nothing new. Had you trembling by the roadside, on the north side. Talk about movement, talk about how we missed the groove. Dancing, dancing, hand in hand with you. Come close, hold me, hold me so much so we both let go. I'm saying, you know I love you though. Recollecting moments back in Mexico. Dancing, come close, hold me, hold me so much so we both let go. Need a break and we'll holla. Break like a comma, breaking, chasing the dollar. I wanna be alive. I wanna feel your love like Donna. Pink hair, salmon. Heartbeat, heartbeat like elephant. We were night creatures, running off adrenaline. It's been a little long time since we talked all night till the birds fly by. We talked about minds, we talked about the feedback it grew. Head on pirouette, spinning with your cigarette. Spend the night on the rep, spinning out all the stress. Spending nights with you. Dancing, dancing, hand in hand with you. Dancing, come close, hold me so much so we both let go. Dancing, you know I love you though. Recollecting moments back in Mexico. Dancing, come close, hold me so much so we both let go.
Thought your dad could pull it together.